Hello, welcome to the Monday, February 16th, 2015 edition of the Sands and its Storms and its Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from Jacksonville, Florida. In this month's set of patches, Microsoft included a patch to address the Poodle vulnerability. Sadly, this is another patch giving users problems. If you're running Cisco's AnyConnect VPN client on Windows 8.1, you may have issues connecting after applying this patch. If you run into this problem, the easiest solution is probably just to run the VPN client in Windows 7 or Windows 8 compatibility mode. That should fix the problem, or you can uninstall the patch that caused the issue. That's a knowledge base article 3022607. And if you're having issues with PowerPoint not opening, well, yet another patch that has gone wrong. This time it's knowledge base article 2927732. The patch was withdrawn by now, and if you do have problems with PowerPoint, looks like the only option is to uninstall the patch, and the symptom should be that you just can't open PowerPoint. Over the last few years, we talked a lot about malware on consumer PCs being used to pilfer bank accounts. It looks like criminals have gone a step further since and started infiltrating systems at banks themselves to gain access to accounts from the inside. Kaspersky has published some interesting results here that they're going to publish a full report today on Monday about. But since 2013, more than 100 banks, according to Kaspersky's, were attacked by this particular group, by this type of attack, and the damages range anywhere from the hundreds of millions of dollars to $1 billion in damages to banks. Kaspersky also points out that the attack has not been fully terminated at this point, and some banks are still infiltrated at this point, and the malware is still active and the fraud is still ongoing. Kaspersky was actually originally made aware of the attack when an ATM in the Ukraine started spitting out money at certain times of the day. Now, the affected bank consulted Kaspersky first, wondering about what's going on with that ATM. But when Kaspersky looked at it, they found that this is actually a much larger problem than just one ATM spitting out money for no apparent reason. The criminals use the access to transfer money between accounts, or they also just raised the balance of certain accounts and then withdrew that money. Now, since they also had control over the ATMs, turns out they essentially just had the ATMs spit out money, and then within the crowd of people who went to get the money were also some associates from this criminal group that then participated in withdrawing that money. As usual, the attacks used simple phishing emails to penetrate the networks, so it was really just users clicking on attachments and installing software, not knowing yet if there were any sort of drive-by downloads, 0 days or so involved. We'll have to see what Kaspersky has to talk about when they're talking about more details, but certainly emails, users clicking on links, still remains probably the most problematic issue here. And if you're still using Monowall, then it's time to look for a new Linux distribution for your firewall. The Monowall project announced that it will be discontinuous, hasn't really been updated well for a while now, and sort of has fallen a little bit behind. But Monowall itself, of course, has sort of given rise to a number of different sort of firewall-centric Linux distributions. Well, there's also pfSense, if you're more sort of on a BSD side, that you can use instead. So there is plenty of options here, and not really a big issue that Monowall no longer exists. And more trouble for WordPress. One of the issues plaguing WordPress has been the fact that it attempts to be backwards compatible, I believe, back to a PHP version 5.2 or something like that. And it also tries to be compatible for Windows and Unix. One of the problems they run into here is that there is no real easy sort of platform independent way to create a random number generator, in particular if you're trying to be backwards compatible with old versions of PHP. So WordPress still uses the mtrand function, which is known to be inadequate for security purposes. Actually, if you look at the documentation for this function, it specifically points that out. Now, there is a patch available now that's supposed to fix this problem. I don't think it has sort of been fully integrated yet inside of the mainline WordPress distribution, but given the large number of websites that are based on WordPress, this is certainly an issue, because this weak random number generator can then be used to, for example, bypass authentication. And Facebook fixed a critical flaw, another sort of authentication bypass flaw, that would have allowed users to delete each other's photo albums. It turns out that the mobile access token was not verified correctly, and as a result, a user could delete any other user's photo album. Well, and that's it for today. So thanks for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow.